I'm having real issues with this," he said abruptly.
"What kind of issues, Mr. Man?" Quincy inquired.
"I've been turning things over and over in my mind, and I just can't see Danny instigating a murder. And not just because I'm his counselor and I feel guilty. It's more. Yes, Danny had rage issues."
The counselor made a groping motion with his hands, as if searching for better words.
"But physical action just isn't his style. Danny's a computer geek, not a schoolyard bully. If he was angry with the school or even authority figures in general, I could see him doing something sophisticated. Maybe hacking into the school's databases and giving everyone straight A's. Or working his way into the DMV computers and revoking Principal Vanderzanden's license. Something clever. I just can't see him resorting to murder."
"Danny was raised with guns," Rainey said. "He's as comfortable with them as he is with computers."
"I guess."
Mann, however, didn't look convinced.
"What about Mr. Avalon?"
"He claimed the body," Rainey said. "It appears he's planning services for his daughter."
"Oh."
Mann appeared surprised again.
"I guess I heard wrong. Isn't Melissa an only child? How horrible for her parents."
Rainey nodded, but her attention was already beginning to drift. Richard Mann knew as little as she'd suspected in the beginning. No doubt he'd thought to make up for his guilt, or hell, make up for his youth, by appearing to be some kind of expert. But in the end, he was simply one more overwhelmed public servant caught with his pants down. Basically, he was like her.
"We have reason to believe someone else was involved in the shootings," Quincy said abruptly.
"Really?" Mann's brows shot up, just as Rainey gave Quincy the evil eye. She didn't see the need for him to be giving up this kind of information.
"So I was right. Danny wouldn't do such a thing."
"But who, then? Another student?"
"I don't remember Danny talking about anyone in particular. He didn't have many friends in school."
"You know, though, there's still this volcano person from online. Internet relationships can be very powerful."